sat here in the South Sea Spirit Bar. I've got a cup of tea in front of me. I haven't got a cocktail this week, but it's a beautiful little space. And I'm sat here with Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
And I'm sat here with Charlotte.
Hi, Lou.
And we're here to talk about women in art, aren't we?
Yes.
So the first question is, how did it all come about?
I think Hannah might be best to answer this, actually, because Hannah had the idea originally and approached me. It was a little while ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Hannah, do you want to explain?
I'll go for it. So working as a woman in the creative industry, I've often come across certain challenges and sort of inequalities within the creative fields. And I was asked to be part of a panel discussion at Olaf Tan, which is a little brewery in Southampton. And they asked me to be involved because I'd done some beer labels for breweries in the past. And it was interesting hearing all of these women's stories about working in that industry. And it got me thinking that, oh, these aren't just challenges that I have faced. These are challenges that lots of women have faced. And wouldn't it be a beautiful thing to create an exhibition kind of amplifying the voices of creative women in the industry? And I'd seen the wonderful things that Charla had been doing with the Grateful Arts Club and these amazing events that she'd been putting on. And I thought, yes, she'd be the perfect person to collaborate with this on. And so I slid into your DMs, sent you a message, and then over a bowl of muesli and a coffee in Cafe Fresco was we kind of...
My goodness, yeah. It was a bowl of muesli and a coffee. Wow.
So this has been something in the making for quite a while then. It's not, you know, it's taken quite a while to put it all together. It's been put together very professionally. I love the way that you've done it. It's really
cool.
That's
very
the people that you've got involved in it is really good. So what was your thought process when setting the project up? What were you thinking about when you were sort of going through all the motions of how you were going to set it up?
Well, I guess when Hannah came to me with the idea, it was a very small idea to start with. I think we can be honest and say that. But I know that through some of the projects that I'd already created before, I have a habit of turning like a small idea into a big one. But I just think the topic of women in art needed it. We spoke about a small exhibition to start with. That was the original plan, maybe having sort of 10 artists involved. And before you know it, it was a three-day event with a speaking event, an exhibition and some community workshops thrown in just for good measure. But that, yeah, the whole topic, it just needed a little bit more, you know. It needed, there's so many creative women in our city, and I think it was really important for us to acknowledge and celebrate as many of them as possible.
Yeah. So if there's any listeners that are listening and they're interested, they want to know what women in art is, and they've not seen any of the, you know, wonderful things that you've put out on social media, how can you explain to them what this Women in Art project is? What's going to happen?
So we had an event planned at Aspects in the learning space, and very kindly they've supported the project. And there are some community workshops on the 7th and 8th of March, which encourage some of our themes, which is celebrating yourself and thinking about imposter syndrome and self-promotion and some of these themes that women, I mean, everyone can face those things, actually. Yeah. But we kind of connected over some of those themes, didn't we?
Yeah.
There's a celebration event there. There's an exhibition, which is on for 4 days between the 7th and 10th. And there's a speaking event there on the 9th.
Yeah. Some live art.
There's some live art. Dawna Poindestra is going to be performing some live art across the weekend, which is really great. But also, one thing that happened was ArtSpace reached out to us to say that they wanted to be involved. And the same with Hot Walls.
Yeah.
I think all of a sudden it felt like our tiny seed of an idea had grown into something quite big. But for us, the more women that we can showcase under our event program, the better, yeah. really. So each of those different creative spaces has their own program of events.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say that, you know, it's amazing that it's not just going to be aspects that, you know, art space are involved, Hot Walls. And it's also created a real buzz in the city where there's other, you know, women artists that are kind of like going, oh, yeah, this is really cool. Maybe we should jump on this. Maybe we should do something as well, like the Lady Jam that's taking place this weekend.
Yeah.
It's the first female, you know, all-female live street art jam. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like how you're inspiring the artistic community in women is amazing, isn't it?
I think it is amazing how one idea can inspire others. And that's that's a big part of why we're doing it. Because if we feel more connected to each other, and if women in art feel more seen and more people are aware of them and their work is being shown, and who knows what those ripples could turn into, whether it's new artists or student artists in the city, whether it's people that have got a creative streak that are going to dust off, you know, the cobwebs on their paintbrushes and do something creative.
Yeah.
That's job done, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about creating a kind of like a support network and a community where women can feel like confident and comfortable to like you said, sort of even dust off paintbrushes, start creating art again, or if they just kind of want sort of more help to develop work further, just as like a supportive group.
Yeah,
that's good. And what does the Women in Art project, what does it mean to you, Hannah?
Women in Art project, it means it's about creating a community, a group of like women identifying artists that can like support each other. And because it's always sort of daunting showing new work. And I feel that if you've got that supportive group around you, it's just a way that's going to like kind of lift you up and help celebrate all of the pieces of work out there.
Yeah. What does it mean to you, Charlotte?
I think working at, I wouldn't say I'm definitely not an artist, but I can be creative, certainly.
Yeah,
but
you're definitely a creative.
But it can be quite lonely. You know, the Grateful Arts Club is just me on my own. And I know that I kind of come to life when I collaborate with people and I work with others to bring, the project to life. So I think if people can feel more connected in what they're doing, then I think that energy can only be a positive thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. I love it. I think it's been great seeing it all around, you know, town and, you know, everything that we've seen. I can't wait to see what happens in March and, you know, see even more of a buzz what comes out of the whole project.
And we do know, you know, it's not perfect. We're not perfect. No. We've learned so much from doing this. Like, this is the first time we've been working together. We've assembled a team. Mm-hmm. Everyone is working, volunteering, so they're giving up their time. We're fitting it in and around our full-time jobs and families. Yeah. So it's not perfect. As much as we're both Libras, so I think that's why everything looks it looks very organized, and our Instagram for a grid looks great. The design we're so happy with, but underneath all of that, you know, there are a lot of learnings happening and a lot of growing and evolving and, you know, responding to this project. We feel very lucky to be responsible for it and kind of a vessel for it, but we're doing our very best to kind of bring it to life and to connect as many people as possible, because we don't want people to feel alone, do we?
And I think that's what's been so lovely about sort of building the project as well, is the number of people that have wanted to be involved and the number of people that have given up their time and come and support, and they're like, oh no, I can take care of that, or I can do that as well. It just shows that creating something that people really truly believe in, so there's going to be longevity from it afterwards. And it's exciting about where the project can go after March.
We want it to have a legacy, definitely. It's not just a one event thing. It's shown us that it's actually needed, and it's, yeah, it is exciting to think what the future of it could be, definitely.
Yeah. And have you had sort of women artists approach you? I know you've said people come and volunteer, but have you had women artists get in touch with you since you launched it to say thank you and that, you know, that they're really excited about it?
There's been, yeah, a lot of feedback we've seen on social media and kind of being out and about as well. People are talking about it, and they're saying, like, this is kind of really, people are really looking forward to it. It's what they want to see happening in their city as well. Mm. And there just seems like a real buzz, and people are excited and want to find out more about it as well.
And that's cool. I really hope, if nothing else, it just inspires people, whether you're a woman in art or not. It's like, if you have an idea, like, you can make it happen. I think we're really lucky in this city that we have so many, yes, creative people, but so many kind people that are happy to help you with a website or give you advice on events or whatever it is.
Yeah, the support's been amazing.
Yeah, the support has been amazing. And, you know, we can make this city whatever we want it to be, really. And how wonderful that if it's not women in art and you're passionate about something else, you can connect with a community around that and make something happen for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, we have got a really lovely creative community, and I think doing this work that I do, I get to meet a lot of you wonderful creative people. But we actually have a very special little place, and when you go outside of this city and you go to other places, they are amazing cities, but I just feel that we do have something very special here where, you know, you get the support from a bigger creative community, don't you? You know, whether it be street artists or artists or, you know, writers or, you know, people really do come together, don't they? And I really love that. So how can people get involved then if they want to get involved in the project? What do you want people to do?
Come and see it. Yeah. Yeah. Be at the exhibition.
Come see it.
Come to the events.
If anyone's taking photos or wants to share it on their own social medias, we'd love you to use the hashtag #WeAreWomenInArt as well, so that we can build the project that way too, so it can be seen. And also, once the exhibition's over, we're going to have like little debrief and plan for the next steps as well. So if anybody's got any ideas or things that they'd like to contribute or things they'd like to see happen next, to send us emails through our website as well, which is wearewomeninart.com.
Yes, it is. Yep. We have got a website. That's where we're, because we know social media isn't for everybody. We totally understand that. And we're in a world where we kind of rely on it quite a lot. So we set up a website because we wanted one central place to point people. So that will have all of the events, the full program. It runs from the 1st to the 10th of March. And there are different events happening at each of those three locations. The events at Aspects are ticketed. The tickets are free, but it's just for numbers, so we know exactly how many people will be there. But yeah, just being part of it. And, you know, we've actually created an art trail on the 9th of March, because it's one day where all the exhibitions are going to be open together.
Oh, wow.
So we're creating a map, which will be on the website, but it will just let you know kind of where to go first and the different times of things. But you can spend a whole day visiting all of these different exhibitions and really kind of immerse yourself in the project. And we would love people to get behind it and do that.
So that's on the 9th of March?
Yes, the 9th of March, yeah.
And I had a look at the website today. It looks really lovely and professional. I love the flowers on it. And no, it's really nice. I think it's great what you've done. So thinking about what would be your one aim that you wanted people, maybe we've just said it, you know, that you want people to go on to the events, but I've got my question here and that's what I'm thinking about. What would be the one aim that you want to get out of the project? Maybe you can both answer differently, I don't know.
I think for me, I just want people to feel connected. So whether it's a woman in art or whether it's just feeling connected to the creativity in our city, I think communities can thrive when they're more connected. And I love the thought that there are many artists, creatives coming together for this. So yeah, just really holding that kind of connection and helping that to strengthen us as a city, really.
that's great. And what would you say would be your one, you know, if you could say out of 10 things, what would be the biggest aim that you think you'd want to get out of the project?
Oh, I think definitely agree with what Charlotte is saying. And alongside that, I think my aim is to create a space for artists, whether they're starting out in their careers or to inspire young artists as well, as like a place to kind of come feel supported, but also kind of have some guidance as well. And I think from some of the open calls we've had, artists saying that this is their first time like submitting work as well, which for anyone that's a massive step, isn't it, to do that? Yes. So I think it's just kind of creating a space where people feel confident and comfortable enough to take those sort of first steps into the creative industries.
Oh, that's lovely. And that draws me into my final question, really, which is, if you could tell your younger woman self, imagine yourself being 17 years old and you're going out into the world and you're wanting to do art, or you're wanting to do all your creative things that you do, what would you say to her? Knowing what you know now, knowing what you're wanting to bring with this project, what would you say to her, Charlotte?
I would definitely encourage my younger self to make more mistakes, I would say, because I've tried a lot of things in the last few years and I've had that courage to be a bit bolder and to take some leaps into things that I've not done before. And I really feel like I've lived a more vibrant and rich life because of it, in terms of my experiences. And it's funny, actually, because part of the speaking event, which is on the 9th of March, there are a few of us that are doing some TED-style talks. And we had some coaching last week with... at Portsmouth University. And I think my talk is going to be about being bold and taking risks and in whatever that looks like for you, because that can be different in everyone's life. But I certainly think in order to do that and to be bold, you've got to make mistakes and not be so kind of restricted by them, that fear of failure, you know, and keeping yourself a little bit small and maybe a bit quiet and a bit safe. Yeah, it doesn't always lead to, you know, the exciting things that are on the other side of all that fear. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Oh, that's good. What do you think you'd say, Hannah, to your 17-year-old self?
I'd say to my 17-year-old self, I guess, to sort of have believe in myself and to have the confidence to go out and try these things and connect with people and believe in sort of my like creative skills as well, I think, which is an important thing, is to have like belief in your own work.
So people that do go on social media, what is the best way for them to follow you? Have you got Facebook, or is it just Instagram, or what's the best thing to do? What's the handle?
Well, it's just Instagram. Okay. And because we haven't quite had the space to set up a new Instagram account for this, because we're both mindful of being on social media too much. So you can follow at The Grateful Arts Club.
Or at Hannah_Horn_.
But we have set up at We Are Women in Art, and we will be activating that at some point. It's just, we're really kind of in this... the busiest period of organising this event, so we're just trying to be kind to ourselves and get done what the most important things are at the moment.
No, that's good. And you've got a website. I think that's the best thing, is that people can go onto that and you get to see a bit more information about what everything is about. And you know, like you say, you have to be kind to yourself, so like that kind of thing can come after the event, can't it?
Yeah,
you can get the feedback and work out. But I think it's going to be brilliant. I'm so excited, and especially about the arts trail. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
whole day of that. Oh well, thank you, girls. I really appreciate you coming and chatting to me. I wish we were all drinking cocktails.
Oh, we can
have to do that another time.
We can after the event.
But thank you for today.
No, thank you, Lou.